Buck Fever, followed by some good luck, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Terry Hennigan's a guy with serious luck issues, as in good luck. He's a longtime hunting and fishing enthusiast, but once told me a story about his first deer hunt where he was successful with a bow.
Had some time one afternoon after work and decided to go to this little spot that looked like a natural funnel, and I sat down and I had a few hours before dark, and I was supposed to go on a date with my wife, who was not my wife at the time. We had just first met. So I'm sitting there, you know, kind of camped on this trail, and I found a nice natural blind, and a little doe walked by, and then another doe, and small forked horn, and I drew back my bow. It was at 20 yards. I got so dang nervous, I shot that arrow. It skipped the ground 10 feet in front of the deer and went between his legs, and he took off. You know, he jumped and ran about 20 steps, stopped and looked back at me, and so I just kind of got another arrow ready, and I sat there and I waited, and all of a sudden, this nice buck started side-hilling around. He wouldn't come down the trail because he knew something was up. And he was about 40 yards out, and I thought, well, you know, I always do better at 40 yards anyways. And my nerves were gone, and I took the shot and hit him, you know, passed through where we were supposed to go. And he got to the top of the hill and disappeared, and it wasn't a very big hill. And it was getting dark, so I walked right up there, and there he was sitting on his side. He was done. He hadn't gone 50 yards.
What's the old saying? Better to be lucky than good? Well, in this case, Terry is both. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.